Hey, this is Candace with Candy Plans on Instagram.
And this is MJ with MJ Planner on Instagram.
And we are the Planner Pocket Podcast.
Woo woo.
Hey.
All right. So our topic for today is planner friends.
Yes. May we have them and may we know them.
That's a good one. So I think last time during the Happy Mail episode, we kind of talked about like making planner friends, how we make them, how we engage and connect with planner friends. And it would be a good idea to just kind of start with how we became friends. Some people probably already know, but
well, we did meet initially online. I remember, like, when you had Chased by Hope and you were doing the Bible challenge, you know, that's kind of the age when challenges started coming, you know, you do the daily planner challenges and whatnot.
Yeah.
And you were the only one that had a, back then, that had a, one that was about the Bible, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So you had daily prompts and different things like that, which was really fun. And so, and then your blog and things like that. So we started talking because of that. And then we end up meeting in person over a friend's house.
Yeah.
And it was a holiday meetup. And I heard your name mentioned. And I was like, wait, MJ? Like MJ and Hope MJ?
What?
Yeah. And they were like, yeah, she's supposed to be on her way. And I was like, oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember we used to chat through the Facebook group before we met in person. Yeah,
the freaking Facebook group. I forgot about that one. I don't know how I could forget. Yeah, that is true. We were part of that swap group.
Right, yeah. Right. So, you know, really it kind of started off with like us messaging back and forth about like just kind of the stuff that we have, like, oh, this is cute. Where'd you get this from? That kind of thing. And then we met in person and we were, you know, we were creating stuff. Mm-hmm. Like we were doing, well, you were, I wasn't doing anything. I have a hard time like crafting at meetups.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was, that was fun though, but I think after that was when we were going to a meetup and we rode back home together.
Oh yeah, Iowa meetup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it took like 5 hours, and so like it took 5 hours to drive back in the snow. Yes. And we really just hung out, like we were just kind of getting to know each other there, and that's when everything just kind of clicked.
Yeah, I would say for sure. 5 hours to drive back home and talking.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we've been cool since. And we have own meetups and things like that. But really, I would say, like, usually people have one or two really good, like, friends that they're consistent with outside of the planner community. And I feel like, you know, I have a few where we consistently talk and we text each other and, you know, send each other goofiness from social media.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think we all have at least one or two that we connect with outside of planners and stuff.
Yeah.
I have people that I connect with the planners, but we probably have never met each other. I have a group of friends that I met at Go Wild. My first Go Wild, I only knew a handful of people that were present, and then I left with like a whole group of friends, and there's a lot of them are part of the healthcare community, so that was a thing, you know, they're nurses, doctors, things like that. So we just clicked on a different level, and we've kept in touch with each other since that first Go Wild. So planner friends, where do you get
them? Right. Honestly, I like when we first started, well, when I first started in the planner community, I would like see people just being so close and connected. Like people would go on trips together. Mm-hmm. Like, and I'll be like, how are they doing this? Like they just meet somebody online and then just start talking to them. And it took a while for me to even get used to like chatting with people online. Mm-hmm. 'Cause you know, it kind of starts kind of shallow. Like, okay, what's that planner called? Okay, I like your washi tape. Yeah. But how do you get to the point where you are close? And I think it's I don't have a whole lot of experiences where I'm just close with somebody I haven't mm-hmm. met. But I have noticed that like once I have talked to them online and then when I meet them in person, mm-hmm. that's when we get a chance to really connect. Like if right. we go to dinner or whatever, or if we go to a meetup or a conference together, that those are the times where I feel like we can develop deeper friendships. I mean, mm-hmm. I know for sure that people develop deeper friendships before you even meet a person. But for me, I found that it's a little bit harder because I don't share all of my life with people.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I think that it's hard to go deep.
So I think this episode just got a lot better because I don't know if you guys know or maybe you've heard us mention, but like on the MBTI personality thing, MJ is an extrovert. And NJ is an introvert and I'm an extrovert.
Yeah.
And so this gives you just two different views of like, you know, how to do that. Because I have no idea about an extrovert. And like she just said, you know, connecting with people deeply online versus, you know, needing to meet them and fill them out. That right there to me is like dead on. Extrovert introvert sort of thing, you know what I mean?
Because, really,
I've developed like my friendship with her when we started talking online and in that group and stuff. I already felt like, oh, that's my friend, you know. And so then when we met, that just like further solidified it. And then when we went to Iowa, that was like, oh, even more, you know.
Mm-hmm,
So, and there's quite a few people that I've become friends with online without even meeting them. They'll connect, but once you get to go to those planner meetups, right now we can't really do planner meetups, but you know, I was thinking we should do one on Zoom.
Oh, like, yeah,
have a virtual planner meetup, and you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be themed, but like we get on and like talk and chill and do planner stuff, I guess.
Yeah,
but yeah, like. Going to planner meetups, I used to feel like I needed to go to all the meetups. they're fun. You know, there's food. We've had our own where we've had like a hot cocoa themed.
Yeah.
It was like winter.
That was fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And we made dashboards and MJ talked about productivity in your planner, yeah. Different things. Like we had all these different stations set up. We had a little photo area. It was a lot of fun with our KC planner girls. But we've done quite a few. We always try to teach something. Remember the one we did at the rec center?
Yeah, where I did the Instagram pictures.
Yeah, yes. Because everybody wants to have like nice looking pictures. So she taught us about how to do pictures and different things like that. We met a lot of people there, you know, from Kansas City area. We didn't realize we had so many people. We did that overnight one. We rented out that.
The Airbnb. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun.
That was a lot of fun. So, yeah, I mean, there's different ways. As of course, like, you know, we mentioned introverts probably have a different feel about meeting people online. And I'm pretty sure it can be awkward. Whereas I'm like, oh, I like that. And I'm like in the inbox or on their comments. I'm like, oh, that's my BFF now.
You know what, though? Like, I feel like, well, I'm not going to speak for every single introvert. But I know for me, I feel like I can talk to people online and we can connect and we can, you know, go deeply into different topics and stuff. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't really, like, translate to real life sometimes. And so when I meet people, it's like, it feels so different. It doesn't feel like, well, it depends on who it is. It doesn't feel like I've just been chatting with this person for however long, you know. It just feels like, oh, this is a new person. Okay, I need to meet them. I don't want to be weird. I don't want to be like, hey girl, hug. And you don't like to hug. Like, what do so it's kind of, it can be awkward. Like, I feel like I'm more of a, like, on the spectrum of extreme introvert, extreme extrovert. I'm middle. Like, I'm not the most introverted introvert. Mm-hmm. So I can't, like, I don't have to be awkward when I meet people.
Right.
But when I meet extreme introverts, it's for real awkward. Like, it's on a whole nother level of awkward. Yeah, girl,
like somebody not even saying anything. It's like, okay, I don't know what to say.
It was so weird. I met a few people that I had been talking to for like a year plus. Mm-hmm. And I met them and I was like, hey, how are you doing? I was just like, so, you know, I was trying to be all comfy and stuff. And I felt like we had been talking for a while. But they were like, who are you? It was so weird. I mean, I had said, like, I had even said who I was, but they were just like, I'm too shy. And so those are the things that make introverts more introverted. Because after that, I was like, I ain't talking to nobody. I need a break. I need a minute.
I probably wouldn't either, unless they came to me after you. Okay, we've been chopping it up, and then I'm like, "Hey, excited!" And you're like, "What?"
Right.
I probably wouldn't either. I'd be like, "Okay, I'm done."
Yeah. So that's interesting. Honestly, though, I feel like a lot of people, which is kind of a shame. I feel like a lot of people connect over drama, like they become friends over drama.
Yeah. Which, and then so the friendship to me, I don't know, it's like, how healthy is it gonna be, or how, you know, solid? But if you're both like drama people and you enjoy that, then it's probably okay.
Yeah, so I think we have like a experience with that, because the first like when we met, it was cool, but then like when we really connected, it was because of some crazy mess that was going on.
Yes.
And after that, our friendship got a little rocky, but then we had to kind of regroup. I feel like we needed a regroup, refresher, and then once we got that, then it was good.
I agree, but it was definitely like situations in between and misunderstandings, and then like manipulative people.
Mm-hmm.
So once we were able to like connect and really see what was going on, it was like, oh, okay, you know, I get it. And you know, now we like, it's like now we know. But so being on the outside of that, I think we were thinking, I was thinking something different as far as like people connecting over drama. But yeah, we actually did connect pretty much and really moved forward with our friendship. And it was because of some drama.
Well, it was kind of like, instead of drama, it was more like trauma. Like, we were both traumatized. And it wasn't like we were just like, oh, this girl, I'm about to, you know, we weren't just like going in. It was just traumatic.
Yeah. It was just like, I don't know. Do you think it was because we're like so happy and we're like, this is our fun place, this is our happy time? So you're like side blinded by, you know, whatever. But then when you go back and look at it, you're like, remember this time, remember that. And you're like, oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
It took a long time to get over that. I don't know. I'm like barely teeny tiny. Like, I don't know. But sometimes I'm like, dude.
Honestly, I feel like it was, I don't know. I think that just going through something together, brings people closer.
Yeah.
However, I think that there's a difference between that and also like that versus, you know, people talking about people together because they don't like a similar person. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that right there is where it's like, oh, shoot, that is when the relationship might not last, mm-hmm. or it might get a little, what's the word I'm looking for? I mean, just kind of untrustworthy. And I think it goes back to our integrity episode.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a good one, too, that integrity episode, because that was, you know, that involved planner stuff, too, and just how things can kind of get hairy sometimes. But, yeah, finding planner friends, I think, you know, just chatting online with each other, usually it's over similar interests because you've posted something. I feel like your planner is so personal and like in our community, one of the best ways to really show yourself. Like it is something true to you and it's your own, you know, it's something you don't have to share. Like I don't share my planner with everybody, you know, it's mine, you know, and mm-hmm. I customized it and I've made it for me. So I feel like when you're posting that on, social media, your planner, your everyday carry, or whatever, you're showing people you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Everybody's planner is not going to look the same, even when they aesthetically or the colors or things like that might be similar, but you know what's actually in here, you know, the guts of your planner is going to be different from someone else's, you know what I mean? Right now, we're actually using the same size planners. I don't know if we've ever really fully done that before.
No.
but we are. We're using the same size planner, basically the same system, Franklin Covey system. She talked me into doing that course. Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad that I did, because I just feel like I'm on top of the world. I can see everything. You literally do a brain dump every day. You have space for that on your daily inserts. And I feel like it's really functioning. We both have different styles of planning. Like I'm a decorator and I like people in my planner, whereas you're more functional. Like, mm-hmm. you know, if it doesn't have a purpose, I don't really want it in here.
But look, let me show you real quick.
Oh, goodness.
I put a person in my planner.
What? Oh, my goodness. That is hilarious. She never puts people in her planner.
No, not usually.
So yeah, when I used to sort out my swag and stuff from different events or whatever, I would make sure like there was certain stuff in there I knew she didn't like. So, and people was one of them. So I never put them in there for her. Or it was a thing like if we went to the same meetup or something, I knew I was going to get her people unless she was sending it or doing a rack or something. I just knew I was getting it. but yeah, we're actually using the same sort of system, but we're doing it different ways, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The foundation is there, but personality wise and what we need and what we like, you know, our family dynamics are different. Mm-hmm. So that's another thing. So when you're posting your planner, you're like really showing you, so then people get to know you and see you based off of your planner, kind of, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's a way to connect. Like you guys have similar interests, like, ooh, her planner, this, that, and the other, this is where I want to be. Or this, I'm very much that person that chooses my friends based off of, my goals, kind of, I don't know. Like I look at people based off of, this is where I want to be one day, or this is how, you know, whatever. So a lot of my friends are people that I feel like are at those places that I want to get to. And we end up hitting it off based off of one common similar interest or something like that. So I'm not above getting in someone's DM and filling them out and seeing, you know, if we can talk. Or Facebook groups can be a good place. I'm not involved in a whole lot of them anymore. But Facebook groups is another place to like find friends and reach out to people. I mean, you can do very vaguely commenting on posts or, you know, maybe liking someone's comment, and then the conversation ends up carrying to your inbox or something like that. Or you find out, oh my gosh, you only live 2 hours from me. I mean, I've had that before. Right. Or yeah. People that lived an hour from me. And that was the case with MJ. When she said she was living in Kansas City, I was like, oh my God, I'm not alone out here. So yeah, it was just conversation, you know?
Right.
And who knows where to go. And some friendships are going to last and some aren't. Mm-hmm. You know, we've come across a lot of people over these years. I would say like the end of 2014 going into 2015 to now, you know, that's a long time. And some friendships are still here and some aren't, but that's just part of it. You know, it's life.
Yeah, I think that like a lot of people have a hard time knowing what to say to people mm-hmm. online. Like, you know, when you think about just using Instagram, for example, mm-hmm. somebody posts a picture, you think in your mind, oh, that's so cute. And then you say, oh, that's so cute. But then those aren't really words that really connect with people. Mm-hmm. You're not going to build a conversation from that. And so I think that something that could be helpful to like have engaging comments and engaging conversation is to like really, you know, as like as just sorry, my words aren't working today because I have so much in my mind and it's all trying to come out at the same time. So first thing, you know, trying to really think about what you're actually thinking. You might think, oh, that's cute, but after that might come, I just bought that yesterday and I'm liking it as well. You can say that.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of say more in depth. Mm-hmm. And I think that also just kind of being real, like being yourself.
Yeah, just be yourself. Yep.
It's hard to do that because, you know, I feel like there's like a tone. There's a tone online that's like, oh my gosh, that's so cute. Oh my gosh, where'd you get that? Oh my gosh. And it kind of has a similar tone. So it's like anybody could be anybody.
Right.
You know, somebody can send a message and you don't have any clue who it would be because of the same tone.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So I guess just adding depth to the comments. I think that when we're scrolling, like just scrolling aimlessly, our frontal lobe shuts off a little bit. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of toward the back of our brains, using that part where we're just kind mm-hmm. of on autopilot. And so when we right. start to engage, we have to use the front part of our brain in order to have something engaging, use our executive functioning here.
Yeah.
And it's mm-hmm. not going to be engaging if we're just kind of scrolling aimlessly. So I think be helpful is to like put post notifications on for people that you want to connect with. So mm-hmm. like you might be doing something that has nothing to do with scrolling and you hear your phone and then you can see, oh, this person posted this mm-hmm. and be able to engage in that while you're not just kind of in autopilot, if that any of that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. I do not have my notifications on anything, I guess. Mm-hmm. It's just my way of disconnecting, and I deleted the Facebook app. So when I go to Facebook, it's intentional.
Yeah.
when I go to Instagram, it's usually intentional. Mm-hmm. I could be in my planner. Like right now I'm looking at a Franklin Covey compact. So that's intentional, me intentionally going and seeking those things out. Mm-hmm. And so I think when you said that, like engaging your frontal lobe, yes, that is so important because that's where that's our connection and feeling and, you know, our happy and all that sort of thing. So like she said, if you're an autopilot, you're not really trying to really in the mode to connect or whatever. Mm-hmm. So that's probably, you know, I can understand why that could be hard. But yeah, when I'm going to Instagram, I haven't deleted the app because it's just good right now. but I know when I click that button or click that app on my phone, I know I'm going there for a reason or whatever. I'm like going there to look at something.
Right.
Or I want to see how you know, a certain type of sticker, how somebody used a certain type of sticker, or if I'm on Etsy and I see an insert, like I was doing the other day, I was looking for some other inserts to for my setup of some mm-hmm. things that I need. And so I'm on Etsy and I'm scrolling through and I see this insert. I'm like, oh yeah, I really like that. Let me go on Instagram and see if anybody, you know, is using this, or how the owner of the shop is using it, or suggest using it. So those are ways. And then when I see somebody who's using it, I'm like, oh my goodness, I am that, oh my gosh, that's cute person.
Me too, like, girl.
Oh my goodness, this is such a good idea. Like, I was just looking at these inserts on Etsy and I really like how you put these to use. And guess what you did? You probably made that person smile. You've mm-hmm. engaged their frontal lobe because they're like, you know what I mean? Like, it's a whole, like, what are the, that movie years ago, Butterfly Effect. So one little thing has, you know, caused this chain reaction. And then who knows, you might connect and be friends just because you like the way they use the insert or something, you know. Yeah. It just starts there. And it's free. It doesn't cost you anything.
That
doesn't cost you anything to compliment someone else or to like someone else's post, or just tell them, I love, you know, how you made use of this insert, or you know, this is just exactly what I was looking for while I was scrolling or shopping, and you know, you've inspired me, you know. So there's nothing wrong with that. And you probably just made someone's day. You have no idea what's on the other end of that.
You know, I also want to make a point to talk about, like, people who have, like, you know, thousands and thousands of followers on Instagram and wherever, I think, and YouTube. I think that a lot of people believe that those people get so many comments, so many messages. They might get a whole lot of messages and comments or whatever. But, you know, that just don't let that stop you from connecting with people.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you think they might get, you know, 100 messages a day. Like, they might take forever to respond to you. But, you know, from my experience, I don't even have, like, you know, 40,000 followers or anything like that. But, like, when people talk to me, a lot of times I don't get, like, thoughtful messages. It's just kind of like, where'd you get that? Oh, where you get that? Oh, this was, you know, ugly. Oh, I'm not interested. Like,
yeah,
or spam.
People are so strange.
Yes. I know, it's so strange, but I'm like, you know, there are those people who send messages and it's just really nice, and it really does light up my day. And it, people might think, oh, she gets all these messages. No, not all of them are actual messages.
Right. Or something meaningful, or yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
You'd be surprised. And I think you'd be surprised by who will respond back. I mean, there's quite a few people who that I've reached out to in the planner community that have tons of followers. But like she said, sending a meaningful message, and that's not overthinking it. That's just literally like saying what's on your mind and connecting with that person without having a motive. You know what I mean?
Buying something, or like, don't reach out to somebody and say like, oh, can you know, I have a shop, go follow me, do this. Like, I mean, you can do that if you want to, but that's not going to build connections.
No, I think and to that shop thing, I feel like if you have, you're posting the use of your stuff, and you know, that's going to catch someone's eye quicker than you sending them a message saying, hey, go follow me, I have a shop, or hey, go check out my Instagram because I make these. I don't care. Like,
yeah,
I somebody honestly, I don't care when people send me the messages like that. I'm like, so I literally say that. I had it today and I'm like, okay, and you know, there's 1,000 people making that you have, and I can probably make it myself, so what, so who cares?
Right, not
to sound like a jerk, but literally that's literally how I feel. Like, okay, and what's your point? Or I go look at the page and there's like one post or three posts or something like that. I'm like, so what? I follow people based off of what I like and based off of, you know, if their interests, not, I don't want to say that their interests are similar to mine, and I try to follow everybody who follows me back. But like, if I go and look at your page and it's private, I mean, okay, this is a planner page. I'm probably not going to follow you back. So if I haven't followed you back or something and you're wondering, it's probably because your page is private or it's not planner related. But if it's planner related, like I am out here to seek connections and meet new people and things like that. And people that are in the planner community, because you never know, maybe that you have some washi that I want to try and we can do a washi swap or something real quick. Mm-hmm. I had a friend of mine when I was going to the pocket planner, or I had just set up a pocket planner years ago, and she had all this pocket stuff that she was no longer using, like literally sent me this huge package of pocket planner stuff. And I was like, oh, wow. You know what I mean? And so you just never know, based off of what you're posting or what you're sharing, like what somebody else, you know, be like, oh, she can actually use this stuff. Let me send it to her, you know? And I feel like we always, always talk about being intentional. And I mean, that to me, that goes back to that being intentional.
It is.
Yeah. I have a bunch of D-stash stuff right now. Please don't go and ask me for it. But I do have a bunch of D-stash stuff right now where I'm going to be like paying attention to my feed a little more to see, you know, who may get the best use out of different things. And I don't mind sending it. I'll probably do it like once a month because, yeah. But, you know, just things like that. That's kind of how you build connections. And if you're seeking, you know, I will say like outside of the planner community, I don't think I really have any friends that actually use a planner the way I use it or that are involved in this. So having my planner friends community is just so refreshing. It's a break from day-to-day stuff. It's a break from, like, right now in some of my group chats of my friends, we're talking about kids going back to school. I'm over it. I don't want to talk about that anymore. So yeah, that's one group chat. And sorry, friends, if you guys are hearing this, but everybody else's kids are so small and mine are grown almost, you know, I have 15 and 17 and they have like kindergartners. I can't relate. Yeah. You know, my kids are like decades older than yours and things have surely changed. And then I have another group chat where we're talking about not necessarily COVID, just things that are going on and whatever. So when I come to the planner community or I talk to planner friends, then I can shut that off, you know, and we're talking about our planners and the planner is mine. Like, it's not something I share with my kids or my family. It's mine. So that's like hobbies. You know, if you have a hobby, you know, you can shut off the rest of the world and go to your hobby place and, you know, chat. Right now I'm in, what's the box? FabFitFun. So right now I'm in that community and talking because we're like doing customizations and add-on sales and whatever. So yeah, I'm not thinking about what's going on outside of my front door because I'm talking about FabFitFun right now. So yeah, you know, we all have these different communities and different ways to connect with people. I have met people in that FabFitFun community too that I just made a post, just randomly. You can make a post, and I was asking about how they do their vegetarian or vegan lifestyle and where they find their best recipes and different things. So it's just fun to kind of connect with people and try out, you know, what they're liking. I can easily do that in the planner community. I mean, MJ's vegan pretty much, or planner. So yeah, there's people out there that have similar things going on, you know, that you do. And if you need connection outside of your normal day to day, just shoot something out there. You never know. Yep. And if it doesn't work, move to the next one. There's like billions of people on the planet. So if one is weird and they're like, not, you're not vibing with them, move to the next one.
Right.
You know, it's, you know, yeah, it's like trial and error. You know, kind of like
it really is
finding a soulmate, not soulmate, a companion or something. It's like, okay, I can't do this, next. But yeah, you just have to kind of put yourself out there a little bit and try something new.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with all of that.
Yep.
It's so hard for people to do that. So, like, my advice would be to just do it.
Yeah, just do it.
It might be scary.
How is it gonna hurt? Yeah. I tell you, like, some of the times when I'm the most scared or most fearful, like, okay, right now I'm doing a job search. I'm just in this weird space in life. I just want more. I want to do more things. I'm kind of bored. So I'm out here seeking new jobs, and I'm seeking them an hour away from where I live. And I'm already going in knowing that people are going to be apprehensive, like, oh, she lives an hour away, you know, or she makes this much money, so we can't pay her that. So mm-hmm. I'm already going in knowing these things. I am, like, nervous and scared, and I just accepted a position today. I am taking a pay cut, but at the same time, the position is aligned with my goals and things. But if I would have never stepped out there, if I would have looked at, you know, their pay scale and their this, that, and the other, and just bypass it, like, no way, they're not, you know, the pay's not going to be good, or I have to be here such and such. If I would have never, like, took that chance or whatever, I would have missed out, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, just take some chances, and again, be intentional.
Yep, be intentional.
I think we say it every single time, is be intentional.
Every time. And
that's really what it is. That's really what it all boils down to. Mm-hmm. You know, making a conscious effort.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yep.
I feel like we covered it. Like, you know, when we talked about basically how to reach out, mm-hmm. How to maintain, I feel like maintaining is just the same, like, be intentional, yeah. Talk to people, connect,
yep.
And move on, because everybody's not gonna fit,
yeah,
you know,
yep.
So I think we touched on all the things. If we didn't touch on all the things, then please send us a message, yeah. Or an email or whatever.
Check out on our Instagram post.
Yeah, and let us know
what your thoughts are.
Yeah.
Or tell us about a time, or tell us how you and your planner bestie met, or someone that has made an impact on your planner life that you may not be, like, connected with, but you feel connected based on just your interactions with them, or, you know, maybe something they post or whatever. Just let us know about that on the
yep.
Episode post. And we hope you are enjoying. We are having conversations about season 3. And we are wanting to fill up every episode with a guest.
Yes.
Every single episode we want a guest. And our theme for season 3 is going to be our guest.
Yes.
We initially
called it that for, like, our form for people who wanted to apply. But, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of times people are shy and, you know, they might not know what to talk about. So we'll be reaching out to people and asking, like, if people would be down to come on our episodes, mm-hmm. and talk about something that, you know, planners, yeah. and all the yeah. things.
Whatever relates to the planner community and different things. So we'll have different topics, and we're just planning on filling season 3 with a guest for every episode. So that's like 10 people.
Mm-hmm.
So be on the lookout. And even if we don't reach out to you, I mean, we kind of look at different things. And MJ and I, we have similar friends, and we also have very different friends on Instagram. So we're going to mm-hmm. be looking at different things, but you know, if you have an interest or you have a topic or something, just reach out to us and let us know. There's an email button on our Instagram. There's our inbox. You know, comment underneath the post or something. Reach out to us. We like communicating and engaging. So let us know. I think that's all I got, friends.
Yep, that's all I got, too.
All right, and we'll see you next time.
All right, peace out.
Bye.